It was a day of waiting for the Alaska Press Corps in Anchorage. The campaign for Joe Miller had originally scheduled a press conference with Miller for 11 a.m. today, but it was canceled and rescheduled to follow the Senate candidate debate sponsored by the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce at noon. All three candidates, Republican primary winner Joe Miller, write-in candidate Senator Lisa Murkowski, and the Democrat nominee Scott McAdams were present and fielded questions from the moderator, from each other, and from the audience. But the main story came after the conclusion of the debates. Fox News personality Greta Van Susteren was granted an interview with Joe Miller, and although the Alaska Press Corps was present, a question from an Anchorage Daily News reporter was brushed off. After Van Susteren concluded her questioning of Miller, the press corps waited, and finally Mr. Miller approached a microphone to assail the press for an alleged leak of information out of his personnel file from the time he was employed as an attorney with the Fairbanks Borough. Miller said it was illegal.
It is an outrageous breach of my family's privacy. This is just the latest political attack, an attack that's based upon avoiding the issues, where we're at as a state, where we're at as a nation, and looking at other things that basically distract people's attention.
Miller said it highlights what he sees as viciousness in the campaign.
You know, Kathleen and I are probably the most disclosed couple in Alaskan politics, at least in recent history. You know virtually everything about us. You know, whether is her background, whether it's my background. And most of those things that have come out, or at least many of them, I shouldn't say most, arise out of leaks, you know, whether it be medical information, HIPAA violations. These things are violations of the law. They're invasions of privacy that really do not bring the state forward in the dialogue.
Miller has not held elected office before, and scrutiny has increased as information has surfaced that some of the federal programs he has denounced have in the past benefited his family. His wife received unemployment benefits. Miller has called them unconstitutional. They applied for and received low-income hunting and fishing license when they first moved to the state. And his children benefited from Denali Kid Care, the low-income state-run health program that includes federal Medicaid money. Miller has criticized his opponent, Senator Lisa Murkowski, for supporting Denali Kid Care because funds can be used for abortions. Miller was also 7 months late in filing his required Senate candidate financial disclosure forms. Miller's opponents have accused him and his Tea Party Express supporters of setting a negative tone in the race, but Miller told the press today the campaign has been hard on him.
This commitment that I have, not just to the state, but to the nation, it's been extremely difficult on our family, extraordinarily difficult. My children miss me. My wife misses me. She's here with me now. She's withstood a lot of the scrutiny as well. But we're fighting for everyone, not just my kids.
He then told the press that he was making a new commitment today.
We've drawn a line in the sand. You can ask me about background. You can ask me about personal issues. I'm not going to answer. I'm not. This is about the issues. This is not about continuing the personal attacks. It's not about continuing the diversions based in illegal acts. This is about moving the state forward. And that's our commitment.
Candidate Miller then stepped away from the microphone, refusing any questions from the Alaska press, as did his campaign spokesman, Randy DeSoto.